Monetary episode number 1, today is the 9th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Angel. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, monetary. Angel Sims is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Monetary policy consists of controlling the money supply and interest rates in order to achieve the goals of controlling inflation, consumption growth, and liquidity. This is achieved by changing the interest rate, buying and selling government bonds, regulating the exchange rate, and changing the amount of time banks need to hold reserves. Monetary policy consists of announcing and implementing measures by a country that controls the channels through which new money is injected. Monetary policy regulates the supply and demand of money and influences confidence in a country's currency. Other countries' monetary policies are conducted around the world, and we eagerly await reports on the results of those meetings at which monetary policy decisions are made. Monetary authorities typically have a number of objectives: to achieve inflation levels of 2.5-3% per year, to maintain a low unemployment rate, and to keep foreign exchange and inflation rates in a predictable range. The Fed decides whether the economy needs to expand or shrink based on a number of factors, including the size and composition of the labor force, economic activity, inflation and interest rates, and other factors. Monetary policy can be used in combination with another alternative, fiscal policy, which uses taxes, public debt, and spending to steer the economy. The Federal Reserve Bank is responsible for monetary policy in the United States. As the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 states, the goal of monetary policy is to promote maximum employment and stabilize prices. Officially, the Monetary Policy and Economic Development Act (MDPA) of the federal government gave it power over the country's monetary policy in 1913. The Federal Reserve has what is commonly called a dual mandate: maximize employment while containing inflation. If implemented correctly, monetary policy can stabilize prices and wages, which in turn increases employment and reduces the cost of living for the majority of people in a country. U.S. monetary policy plays an important role in the concrete choices consumers make about buying a house or car, starting or expanding a business, or investing. One important factor that can influence the direction of a country's economy is its monetary policy, which determines the amount of money flowing into the economy. Monetary policy set by the United States Federal Reserve influences economic activity by controlling the country's money supply and lending. The Federal Reserve is responsible for controlling monetary policy by changing the interest rate and the amount of time and money a bank must have in its reserves. Adjusting the money supply in the banking system changes the key interest rate, which is how much it costs banks to borrow from each other. A lower federal funds rate stimulates the economy by stimulating consumer spending with lower interest rates, while a higher federal funds rate decelerates economies by raising interest rates and discouraging consumers from spending. Changes in the policy rate can affect a wide range of economic conditions, including inflation, employment, inflation expectations and economic growth, and the level of the U.S. dollar. Not to be confused with fiscal policy, monetary policy is the process of controlling the supply and availability of money. It is an instrument used by the national government to influence its economy, and it is one of the tools used by the Federal Reserve to set monetary policy. One is to raise or lower the discount rate, the interest rate charged to other banks by the Federal Reserve Bank on short-term loans. By using monetary authority to control the supply and availability of money, the government seeks to influence the overall level of economic activity in accordance with its political and economic objectives. The aim is generally to create a more stable and stable monetary system and thus a better economic environment for all citizens. The three objectives of monetary policy are the objective and control of inflation, the management of employment levels and the maintenance of long-term interest rates. An expansionary monetary policy boosts economic growth, while a contractionary policy slows economic growth. Monetary policy involves the supply and demand for money, which influences interest rates and other monetary policy instruments. The terms monetary policy and fiscal policy are explained by their relationship to each other and to the economy as a whole. Compare the effects of fiscal and monetary policy on economic growth and inflation in different countries. Monetary policy is usually conducted by a central bank or monetary authority, such as the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England. Currency devaluation is a form of monetary policy in which central banks and monetary authorities instead devalue a hard, hedged currency. The currency prop is typically gold or, to a lesser extent, silver, though it is far from perfect and subject to large fluctuations in supply and demand. When a hard currency system, whether hedged or commodity-based, eventually becomes burdensome, the bond can be broken. Helicopter money is a form of money, printing, which transfers money to individual households. This is all for today, guys. My name is Angel and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Monetary and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.